540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A proposed passenger rail line between Milwaukee and Madison could bring more travel options, jobs, and economic activity if it moves forward. The state is seeking a $218 million federal grant to expand Amtrak's Hiawatha service west, with trains running from Milwaukee to Madison as early as 2030. Plans call for two daily round trips with new stops in Pewaukee and Watertown. State leaders say the project could support about 200 permanent jobs and millions in economic impact. Federal officials are expected to decide on the grants in the coming months. The debate over data centers in Milwaukee is now on hold. City officials pulled a proposed ordinance that would limit large data centers from next week's Plan Commission meeting. That means no public hearing for now on broader restrictions across the city. However, commissioners will still review a redevelopment plan for the former Midtown Center Walmart that includes a small computer research facility. That proposal has drawn mixed reactions, with some raising environmental concerns and the developer saying the project is limited in size and impact. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee County is teaming up with other organizations to start a new violence prevention initiative. County Executive David Crawley announced this week a campaign called Destined for Greater. Crawley says the campaign is meant to help leaders reach people before violence reaches them. The effort is getting a $1.5 million grant from the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention to fund it. MPS workers will see pay raises starting this summer after months of negotiations finally come to an end. The district and the teachers' union agreed to a 2.63% cost of living increase, split into two phases. Staff will get a 1.5% raise July 1st, with the rest added in January. The union had pushed for the full raise up front, while the district said phasing it in would help manage a budget shortfall. Both sides now say the deal reflects a shared focus on students and staff. A new public art project in Milwaukee aims to bring people together while raising awareness about river cleanup efforts. Two mosaics created with the help of more than 50 community members will be unveiled along the Beer Line Trail in River West today. The artwork will also serve as an information hub, sharing updates on efforts to restore the Milwaukee River. Organizers say the project blends art, education, and community voices to support a healthier environment. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Bangstad backs Hong. A controversial political figure in Wisconsin is backing the state lawmaker in the race for governor. Kirk Bangstad, a former governor candidate himself and brewery owner, endorsed Representative Francesca Hong in a Facebook post. Previously on his Facebook page, Bangstad drew attention for social media comments cheering the death of President Donald Trump. Bangstad claims it was satire. Hong's campaign says it has had no contact with Bangstad and is not connected to his endorsement. Bangstad has also faced ballot issues and a recent court setback tied to a tax dispute. This week marked 4 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, Wisconsin Democrats say elections this fall could decide whether abortion access expands or gets rolled back again in the state. Leaders at a press conference called for repealing the old 1849 abortion law and removing other restrictions, arguing a Democratic governor and legislature would protect reproductive rights. Republicans say any future changes to abortion law should be decided by voters, not politicians. Supporters of access also warned that if Republicans win full control, abortion care could become more limited in Wisconsin. Democrats appear more motivated to vote right now, and that gap could shape upcoming elections. A new Marquette University Law School poll shows 76% of Democrats say they are certain to vote, compared to 68% of Republicans. Likely voters also lean Democratic by 8 points, though that margin shrinks among all registered voters. The survey also finds trust in government remains low and deeply divided along party lines. Some Wisconsinites are finding it hard to believe ballots were counted accurately during the last election. A survey done by the Terrence Group showed 3 in 10 residents have little or no confidence those ballots were accurately counted in 2024, noting the time it takes to get the ballots tallied. The poll also found 71% of Republicans believe those working in polling places need to be monitored. The results come just weeks before Wisconsin is scheduled to hold its primary election on August 11th. There will be a lot of things to celebrate as we look forward to America 250, but as Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, gas prices won't be one of them.
Gas Buddy officials are projecting the second most expensive gas prices for this 4th of July. Their 2026 Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average will fall to approximately $3.75 per gallon on July 4th. This would make 2026 the second most expensive Independence Day on record, behind the all-time high of $4.80 in 2022. Gas prices have fallen for 6 weeks in a row following a spring spike caused by the Strait of Hormuz closure. However, Gas Buddy officials say the national average of $3.75 is still roughly 65 cents higher than last year and nearly a dollar above where prices started in 2026. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The agreement between the U.S. and Iran is giving oil markets hope, but if there's any breakdown in talks, Gas Buddy officials say the recent relief could quickly reverse. Tornado season in Wisconsin has barely begun, and we've already seen more twisters than we usually average in a year. In fact, we passed that dubious record months ago, back in April, when we hit 24. The annual average tornado count for our state is 23. Right now, we're almost double that number. Forecasters say June is the peak month for tornadoes. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Cubs open up a three-game weekend stand here between the two rivalries. On the mound for the Brewers will be the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, against the Cubs' Colin Ray, a former Brewer. Both teams coming off sweeps. The Brewers had yesterday off after beating the Reds three games in a row in Cincinnati. The Cubs moving into second place, 6.5 games behind Milwaukee after a four-game sweep of the Mets in New York. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on now facing the first place Brewers this weekend.
Yeah, just play good baseball. I mean, that's number one. We got to just keep playing good baseball. You know, with the doubleheader, with the rainouts, yeah, it was a good series.
NBA, two veteran Bucks players have exercised their player options. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. and center Jericho Sims both agree to return next season to the team. And the Bucks introducing their draft picks yesterday to the media. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high in the mid to upper 60s here this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 56. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 73. We're going to keep warming it up with 80s likely through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.